Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Tes. We are up to Sif Gimel. The top line on page 242. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Kol ha-brachos im nistapik im beirach im lav. When it comes to all brachos, and a person is in doubt of whether he made the bracha or not, he's not sure if he made the bracha. Eino mevarech lo batchila v'lo basof. He does not make a bracha. If he's not sure if he made it or not, safek brachos l'hakel, he does not say a bracha. Chutz mi birchas hamazon, the exception is birchas hamazon mipnei shehi shel Torah. Since benching is daraisa, there we would say safek daraisa l'chumra. By every other bracha, rishona, bracha achrona, pashtos we are saying that it's the rabbanon, and it will be safek the rabbanon l'kula, and we would not say a bracha when we are besafek. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Kala brachos mishum shehem edivrei sofrim, because brachos are medirabbanon usveka derabbanon lekula, and when you have a savik derabbanon we go lekula. Va'ayin la'el simik kuf samach zayin sivtes v'mishabura. So I'd like to look at note number 17, a very interesting note. V'chein pasach ha'shulchan aruch la'el shaklal shel savik brachos lahakol nemer gam bebirchas hanenin. So we say also in the shulchan aruch in kuf samach zayin that the rule of Safek Brachos L'Hakel applies to Birchas Hanenin before you eat food as well. Va'af Sheheir Al Zeh HaMarsha. Even though the Marsha makes a ha'ara on that, She'lechora Misha Mesupuk Tzarech Lehimona Milechol. Lechora, if you're not sure if you made a bracha or not, you shouldn't eat. Why are we saying over here, don't make a bracha but continue eating? Lechora, you shouldn't eat. Ve'ein Heter Lehonos Meha'olam Hazel Lo Bracha. Really, you're not allowed to get hanof from this world without a bracha. Machmas asafik. So why are we saying over here it's okay to continue eating if you're not sure if you made a bracha? Because savi brachos lahakel. Frekta ma'asha, you really shouldn't be allowed to eat. Only by birchas hamitzvah we should say that you can go ahead and not make the bracha. She'eino over iser bekach she'mekayim es hamitzvah. You're not doing anything wrong by being mekayim the mitzvah and possibly leaving off the bracha. But over here, by leaving off the bracha, you're doing something wrong because you're being nehneh from this rule without a bracha. If you skip a couple of lines, Hashem Zalman explains and says, Shedasa shulchan aruch hi. Shulchan Aruch holds Shemasha Aser Lehonos Meholam Hazel Lo Bracha. That which is Aser to get enough in this world without a bracha, Haynu Davka Beofen Shechayiv Levarich. In a situation where you're chayiv to make a bracha, so then you can't be nene without a bracha. Aval Besafik, when you're in doubt, Hoel Upater Hu Melevarich. Since you're now pater from making the bracha because of the Safik, Shuv Eino Over BeIsser Ze. You're no longer over the Isser of being nene without a bracha. That is the Hesber of Shlomo Zalman. I'd like to point out also in note number 18, on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, to look what we said in Kuf Samach Zayin Sivtes. So if you look at note 18, the third paragraph towards the bottom of the page, he says, Ulam Af She'ein Levarech Mesafik. Even though we're saying over here, any bracha rishona, bracha achrona, besides brachas hamazon, which is the Rabbanon, if you are in doubt, you don't make the bracha, Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula. So, Ulam Af She'ein Levarech Mesafik, Kosav Gan HaMelech. Sheyaharher habracha delibo. But what you should do is think the bracha in your heart. Kedei lotzeis yedei chova ladas haRambam. In order to at least satisfy the sheet of the Rambam, shebuchol brachos the rabbanon yotzei behirhur. The Rambam holds by bracha the rabbanon, you're yotzei with thinking it. Obviously, we're not knowing that way, but if you're stuck and you can't make a bracha because of suffix, at least you should think it in your heart. Ubir. And he explains, Sha'afim Lefiha Emes Kvar Berach, and even if you already made a bracha, and now you're going to be thinking it also, Mikol Mokom Eino Ove Behirur Alosisa. You're not over on saying Hashem's name, Levatola, Kevan She'eno Motzi Ha'askara Bisvasov. Since Lemaisa, you're not saying Hashem's name with your lips, so there's no downside. So therefore, you should think the bracha. This is what the Gan HaMelech says, and many others write the same thing. The Maimon Mordechai, the Prim Megadim, the Ben Ishchai, the Kavachayim, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Tzlach, and Hashem Zalman Orbach all say that you should think the bracha, even if you're not saying it may suffic. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. The one exception the Mechaber told us to the rule of suffic brachos l'hakil is birchas hamazon, because it's daraisa. V'hu sha'ochal k'dei svia. But zok the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if you ate till you're full. Da'oz hu mechuya min haTorah, only then you're chayiv in a bracha daraisa. V'ayin la'el kuf pei dalet zivdal b'Mishnah Berurah. Note 21, we're not going to read it, but he explains over there that it's better to eat more to eat another kezayis and then to make the bracha achrona. So even though in every case of a safek bracha, if you're not sure and you're going to be putter from saying a bracha achrona, or you're going to be chayv because the bracha is a mazon, it's best to always avoid the safek and to eat more and then to make a vaday bracha on what you ate now, and that will cover your safek as well. V'hinei mehamechaber mashma, we pointed this out, but it's clearly masha from the mechaber, shesosam, that he wasn't mechalik, that he's going like the Rambam in the Smag, shesovrim debrocha me'en shalosh shemivorchen al shiva saminim hu midrabonim. From the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says the only exception is brichas hamazon, it's mashma that al amichya, brichas me'en shalosh is like the Rambam in the Smag, that it's only midrabonim. There are many Rishonim that hold that the bracha mein shalosh al amichya is a bracha daraisa. The alkein kasu ha'achronim, therefore the achronim write. The mi sha'och al kedei svia, one who ate from the zayin minim, a kedei svia, mi peiros otavshil shal shivas aminim, he ate one of the shivas aminim till he was satisfied. V'nistapik lo in berach achrov, and now he has a suffix if he made the bracha achron or not. Yochal od me'osu ha'min shir kezayis v'varach achrov. Like we just mentioned, he should go ahead and eat another kezayis of that min and make the bracha achrona, and that will cover his suffix as well. V'yotzi al yidei zeh gam ha'suffix shalo. The ayin b'prima gadim shemitzadid. And look in the prima gadim that leans to say, Din ein lo me'oso ha'min. If he doesn't have that exact min, let's say it was the Zion minim, it was peros, he doesn't have any more peros, yikach mi min acher shehu mi shivas haminim, he should take a different min. Kegon, for example, she'achal priyes, the example we gave, he was eating grapes. He has no more grapes to eat. He has no more fruit that are Zion minim to eat. So yikach minei mizonos v'yichlo b'habracha. So he has no more fruit to eat that are from the Zayin Minim, so have a piece of cake and make an ala michya and throw in ala peros together with your ala michya. Now, even though we learned in the Mechaber before that you really should not do this, that you're saying one of the brachos me'ein gimel and throwing in another one, but we saw in the Mishabura the Taz held that was only that you shouldn't have the food l'chatchila to put yourself in that situation if you're mesubik about the bracha, to have in mind to be nichlal in it another one of the me'ein shalosh. However, the Taz said very clearly that if you ate the food already and now you can't make a bracha achrona, like in our case you're mesubik, then it would be okay to say one of the other birchas me'ein shalosh and throw this one in as well. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yud Aleph. We said again, the only exception to Safek Brachos L'Hakel is Brachos HaMozon, which is Daraisa. The Ayin B'Simin Mem Zayin B'Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Aleph Mashek Asadnu L'Inyan Brachos HaTorah in this topic. Now, I don't know if you remember way back, in Simin Mem Zayin and Hilchos Brachos HaTorah, most Rishonim hold that Brachos HaTorah is also Daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah brought over there that the nafkamina between it being daraisa and the rabbanan, if you're mesupuk, you'd have to go back and make a bracha if it was daraisa. Just like we're saying here by benching, which is daraisa. Since, according to many poskim, birchas haTorah is daraisa, you'd have to go back. But a few points that Mishnah Berurah said over there is, number one, you'd only go back to say the bracha of asher bach rabbanan, which is the me'ula shava brachos, that's the most chashu of the birchas haTorah. You satisfy the daraisa with only one bracha. And we said, better than going back and avoiding the suffix, because some hold it's only the rabbanan, it would be better to hear brachas haTorah from someone else, or to have in mind an avarabba that you're counting that as your brachas haTorah, and to learn right after davening. That concludes Simen Reish Tes, and now we are going to begin Simen Reish Yud. We're going to start Sif Aleph, we're going to read some of the Mechaber, and we're going to read one very long Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber writes in Simen Reish Yud. Simen Reish Yud is ha'ochel pachos mikazayas madino. One who eats less than a kazayas, what is the din lagabi the bracha achrona? So the Mechaber says, ha'ochel pachos mikazayas, bein mipas, bein mishar acholim. One who eats less than a kazayas, whether it's bread or any other food, v'ashosa pachos mirevius. And one who drinks less than a revius, bein miyayin, bein mishar mashkim, whether it's wine or other drinks, he makes a bracha rishona, because a bracha rishona, you're chayav for even a kol shehu. Ula'achrov eino mevarech klal. And a bracha achrona you do not make. We're going to stop there in the Mechaber. I want to summarize and just make one little ha'ara in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said one who eats less than a kezayis of any food, or drinks less than a revius of any drink, he will make a bracha rishona, he will not make a bracha achrona. Now there is a little bit of a chilup between the eating and the drinking, because in the case of the eating, when you have less than a kezayis, you're not chayv a bracha achrona according to anyone. By a drink, we learned earlier, it's a machlokes if you need a revias to require bracha achrona, or if you could have a kezayis, which is less than a revias, much less than a revias, to be chayv bracha achrona. So over here, when you have food less than a kezayis, so it's pashut according to everyone, bevados, you're not chayv bracha achrona, so that's why you're not making bracha achrona. When you drink less than a revias, this is going to come up in the Mishnah Berurah as well, so it's not according to everyone, it's meisafik, you're not making bracha achrona. According to some, you are chayv, according to some, you're not. So we'll say a suffix will go lakula, you're not going to make a bracha achrona by the drinks as well. Just pointing out there's a little bit of a chiluk between the food and the drinks. Now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah back on 242. Sivkatan Aleph, ha'ochel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ha'acholin mitzarfin lekezayis. Levarech aleihem bracha achrona haru'yu lahem. All foods joined together to get the size of a kezayis in order to make the proper bracha achrona on them. Im mishivas haminim. If you're joining together different fruits from the Shivas Aminim, you're joining together to get a kezayis for the bracha main shalosh to make an ala eitz. Im shalom mishivas minim. If you're joining together foods that are not from the Shivas Aminim, so then they're joining together inyan barin of fashos rabos. So then if you're having apples and oranges, you could join together a kezayis of an apple and an orange to be chayav a barin nefashos. Aval, chatzi zayis me shivas haminim, v'chatzi zayis acher, if you're having a half a kezayis of shivas haminim, and half a kezayis of some other fruit that's not the zayin minim, mevarech achareyim borei nefashos rabos. Then you will make the bracha achrona of borei nefashos. V'u adin kishochel chatzi zayis pas. The same thing will be true if you eat a half a kezayis of bread, v'chatzi zayis medover shemevarech in borei nefashos rabos, and you have a half a kezayis of the bracha achrona would be borei nefashos on that food, mevarech borei nefashos rabos. So you'll always go with the lowest bracha. So if you have half bread, half something else, borei nefashos, you make a borei nefashos. Half ala milchi, half borei nefashos, you make a borei nefashos. Very important note I'd like to bring out over here, and that's note number one. If you turn the page, note number one is bothered by the following thing. In Simon Reish, Yud, note number one. The afsha birchas borei nefashos eina poteres bebirchas mein shalosh. Even though the bracha borei nefashos doesn't patter you from a bracha mein shalosh. Ken mevur b'mugan avram le'el. What are we saying over here? That if you have half a kezayis of ala milchia, half a kezayis of bar nefashos, you make a bar nefashos. But we learned that a bar nefashos doesn't pater in ala milchia. So how could you say that you're joining together half an ala milchia food, half a bar nefashos food, and making a bar nefashos? You can't make a bar nefashos to pater in ala milchia food. So he's going to bring out two answers. Number one is the Or Letzion. He says, that which you say, bar nefashos, will not patra ala michya, that's dafka be'ofen she'eschaya bebirchas me'in shalosh. When you ate a full shear of what requires a me'in shalosh, ubo liftor es atzma bar nefashos, that's when it won't work. You ate a piece of cake, bar nefashos will not work for a kezayis of cake. Aval kansha me'olam lo eschaya be'in shalosh, but over here you only had a half a kezayis of cake. Half a kezayis of some candy. So you didn't have a full kezayis. You were never really chayiv to make the main shalosh. Sharei ochel rachatzi kezayis meshivas aminim. There it shayach loma shemitzareif laod chatzi zayis meshar dvam levar bar nefashos. Ve'ein zeh mishum shebar nefashos poteres main shalosh. Says the Or Letzion, we learned that you're not able to make a bar nefashos on an alamichya food when you're chayiv in alamichya because you had a full kezayis. But if you only had a half a kezayis of this, half a kezayis of that, you were never really chayv in alamichya, then you can make a bar nefashos to cover the two together. Answer number two is from Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg writes, Shivas haminim einum gruim mimachol macherim. The shivas haminim is not any worse than any other food that you can make a bar nefashos on. Umuchuyavim heim a bar nefashos. Really, the zayaminim are chayv a bar nefashos. Elosh yesh lehem mayla acheres. They have an added darga. Shetunim birchas mein shalosh. They deserve a more chashiv a bracha. Therefore, if you're not able to make a main shalosh on them, they can join together for the bar nefashos. So he says a different svara that really the Zayin Minim are chayav bar nefashos, but they have an upgrade. If you can't do the upgrade, you could do a bar nefashos, and therefore the bar nefashos would work to join together these two foods. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to return to that note shortly. But back to the Mishnah Berurah, we are in line number 6 on the left side of the page on 242. V'chol ha-mashkin mitzarfin l'revias. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, all drinks joined together for a revias. Now this is very not poshut. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Oz Dalet, he writes, Hainu ha-mashkim shehem chutz miyayin. This means all drinks besides for wine will join together to revias to make a vayin nefashos. Avachatzi revias yayin, but if you had half a revias of wine, vechatzi revias shechar, and half a revias of beer, yesh la'ayin and mitzdarfi lebayin nefashos rabos. There we have to analyze if they can really join together for bayin nefashos. So we said it's a machlokas if the bracha achrona is on a revias or on a kezayas. So if you had half a revias of wine, half a revias of beer, half a revias is more than a kezayas. So according to some shitas, you are ready chayiv to make an alagethen. So then it can't really join together. This lechora, this suffix would really be telling on the two reasons that we just said. If you look back at note number one, right at the end of the first paragraph, it says in the brackets, "Ukeinze kosov the igris Moshe kedei lachria esveko shel hashar etzium." If you go with Rav Scheinberg's pshat, so then Rav Moshe says you would be able to say the bar nefashos, because really wine, according to that, is really chayim bar nefashos. It has an upgrade. You can't say the upgrade because you're not sure if you had the proper shear, so you can make a bar nefashos on the wine and the beer together. But if you would go to the first part of the Or Lezion, that once you're chayim of the bracha achrona for al hagefen, you can't make a bar nefashos, then you wouldn't be able to join the two together over here. Because if the wine on the tzadah, you're chayiv already a bracha achron on the wine by a kezayis, you already are locked in according to those shitos, the chiyav of al-agethim. You can't then be motzi the al-agethim with the bar nefashos. So that would be a beautiful nafkamina between the reasons of the Or Lezion and Rav Scheinberg, this sharat sin over here when it comes to wine joining it together. If you say the wine bracha of al-agethim is an upgrade, like Rav Scheinberg, then if you have a kezayis of it, but less than a revias, you could join together with other liquids to make a bar nefashos, which is shayach to it. But if you learn like the Or Lezion, that the wine has no shaykhus to a bar nefashos, so you have already a chiyuv of al hagefen according to some shitos, so then it can't join in to the bar nefashos at all. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Ha'ochel v'hashose, one who eats and drinks. The hainu sha'ochel pachos mikazayas v'shachel pachos mirevius. You ate a little bit less than the shear for bracha chrono. You drank a little bit less than the shear for bracha chrono. You want to join them together? You can't. Ein mitzdaref afilu l'inyan bar nefashos. Since achila and shtiyah have different shiurim, they are not mitzdaref for bracha chrono. However, tzir sha'al gabi yorok, some kind of sauce that's on a vegetable, mitzdaref l'kazayas, that sauce is considered part of the yerek, it joins together for kezayis. The kol ashure ochla, anything that's really getting the food ready, meaning mashka bolamatek ochel, a drink that's there to sweeten the food, ochlu, that's considered food itself, and therefore they can be mitzayir for a bracha achrona. Huhu adin bepasa shari b'mashka obiyayin oberotev. So too, if you have bread that was dipped into any liquid or wine or sauce, it joins together as one, and that liquid becomes part of the bread, it could join together for a bracha achrona if you have a kezayis. Aval im ochel apas im arote belotibul. But if you ate bread, you had a sauce, but it wasn't dipped in, then ein mitzareth. Then they don't join together. That's the food and the drink. It's two separate things. They don't join together. However, im hoya harote shalamachal midvaran shemavarechim aleim kemol amachal. If you have a liquid that is the same bracha as the food, for example, vegetables that were cooked in water, where we learned the water gets the bracha of the vegetables, so then you would be able to join it together. Efshir the mitzarif harote lamachal v'tzarachi, and there possibly you can say the vegetables were joined together with the chicken soup. They're both adama. They were made together. Then possibly you could join them together for a bracha achrona, even though one is food and one is a liquid. Really, they are a team. Ochal ha-kezayis ma'at ma'at. You ate a kezayis, but you ate it slowly. V'nishtai harbe ba'achiloso, and you paused a long time in your achila. So the din is as follows. Im yesh mitchilas ha-achila atzof ha-achila yosem mikdei achilas pras ena mitzaref. If you had your kezayis in longer than kedei achilas pras, which is a machlokas between 2 and 9 minutes, but if you had it longer than kedei achilas pras, it does not join together as one kezayis for bracha achrona. Shiur pras, ayin lakamon mitzimitof reish yud beis, sheyesh deos the machlokas, what is the shiur kedei achilas pras? Is it the time it takes to eat gimel beisim or dala beisim, 3 eggs or 4 eggs? Here we'll say they don't join together even with a shorter period of time, even in the time it takes to say to eat 3 eggs. If you didn't have the kezayis in that span, you wouldn't make a bracha achrona. The shir kezayis afilu bepas, because the shir of a kezayis even by bread, le'inya brachas amazon, hurak derabanan. And therefore we'll say, lakula, even the smallest shear that you didn't satisfy having the kezayis within that time, you would not make a bracha achrona. The chay mashim v'chay odom. This is only discussing the Shir Kazayas or Bracha Achrona. The Kazayas has to be Bechdei Achilas Pras. But when it comes to bread, that you're chayv daraisin benching by being full, then you're chayv even if you ate the amount of bread that fills you up very slowly. Because Lamaisa, we can call upon that v'savata, you're full. And therefore, you would be chayv to bench daraisa, even if you ate till you were full slowly, and it was over a long period of time. But if you look in the Sha'ar Tzion and Os Yud, he writes, v'gamzeh lo brira kuliyai, this is not so pashit, the efshar, the afshi yesh kedei sviya, it could be that even though you had kedei sviya, v'ochalta gamkein ba'inam, the pasuk says, v'ochalta v'savata, so you have the v'savata, but v'ochalta is a kezayis in kedei achilas pras. V'zelo mikri achila, eating everything very slowly is not an achila. K'moshe gosam magen Avram. The eshe de mishum zeh siyem ha-prima gadam tzarechiyin. Could be that's why the prima gadam ends off this halacha and says tzarechiyin. Ah, however, im ocha kezayis echad mizeh bebas achas, if you had at least one kezayis of the bread at one time, bevadai chayim en ha-torim ha-manoshach. So as long as you had one kezayis of bread, toch de'achilas pras, you satisfied v'yochalta, and now you got filled up by eating the rest very slowly, you satisfied v'savata, then for sure you would be chayav midarais at the bench, you satisfied the pasuk of v'yochalta v'savata, now you have to be uveirachta. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, fifth to last line on page 242. Hoya pasuf gonen shenitbach. You have some kind of bread that's spongy, that's puffed up, at she'ein ha'avirim she'boner goshim, you can't even feel the air spaces, the air pockets inside. Ha'ochel kezayis imenu kamoshu einu mevarach. If you eat a kezayis of that bread, of that sponge cake, so you're not able to make a bracha achrona delefi ha'emes, because in truth, lo ochel kezayis, you need a kezayis, because it has to be smushed down. The post can discuss, others argue with the Mishabura, and they say if that's the way it's normally made, so you would count that as a kezayis, even though there are small air spaces there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'cheinim hoya kezayis v'nitzdamik v'nismai b'shiuro. So too, if you had a food that was a kezayis, but it shrunk and it got smaller, ein mevarach enachrov, you can't make a baruch achrona. Because right now it's not a kezayis. Elohim kein chozer v'nitbach. Unless you can somehow add some water and puff it up and get it back to be a shiur of a kezayis. Ule'inyan shtias revius. In terms of drinking revius, im shosa v'hifsik ma'at. If you drank and you paused, the chazar v'shasa, and then you drank more, ad shehishlim l'revius, so you drank your revius by pausing in the middle, and you took the time more than it normally takes to drink a revius, yesh omrim de'eno mitzarif. Sometimes they don't join together, because a revius must be drank in the time that it takes to drink a revius. Kadesh shtias revius, you didn't do it, you're not chayav bracha achrona. The Yesh Omrim, some say, Dimitzareif im lo sheshah mitchilas hashtiyah at sof hashtiyah yosem yichdei achilas pras. Some say, no, the shear of drinking revius is also 2 to 9 minutes. You have kidei achilas pras to drink your revius. So here we have a major machlokas. Some say, you're chayv abrach achrona if you drink your revius, only tol kidei shtiyas revius, which is very quick. Some say, no, you have kidei achilas pras, which is at least 2 minutes, to drink the revius to be chayv abrach achrona. The Gro was masking to the second opinion that Kedei Achilas Pras is enough to drink the Revius. V'hinei l'inyan shtias tei v'kofei. Person wants to drink coffee or tea. Sha'aderech l'shtoso k'shulcham. You normally drink tea and coffee when they're very hot. V'kosher l'shtoso b'lohefse k'derech shamashkim. It's hard to drink it without breaks like other drinks because it's so hot. Ki'im ma'at ma'at, but rather a person drinks it very slowly. Yesh machlokes rabba ben aposkim im tzorech levarech brach achrona. Very big machlokes in the poskim if it requires a brach achrona. L'deya rishona hanal. According to the second opinion, so k'dei achilas pras, you could have a revius within 2 minutes or 5 minutes for sure. But to have a b'kdei shtias revius is kemat impossible if it's a boiling hot coffee or tea. And therefore, it's a big machlokas aposkim if you can make a bracha achrona on hot coffee and tea lefi the first shita when you're not having a b'kdei achilas revius, k'dei shtias revius. U'b'matzah shekel u'b'chay odem mitzadin shalavarech. The matzah shekel n'chay odem say you cannot make the bracha. V'chein kosa b'derech achayin, you cannot make a bracha achrona. V'chein hu minog ha'olam, and that is the minog ha'olam. However, Va'anshei Maisa, what do righteous people do? Nohogim, their custom is shelo b'sof shtiyosam. When they're finishing their tea or their coffee, manichin kidei shtir revius. Sheyitzdanin ma'at kidei shiuchal lishtos revius b'lo hefzik. Ulevarach brach achrona. V'tov lasos kein kidei lotes aliba de kuli alma. The best eats if you have hot coffee or tea is to leave over a revius at the end that you could drink quickly, together as one, and that way you're chayav bracha achrona according to everyone. But stam just drinking a tea very slowly, or a coffee very slowly, if you don't get a revius within kadesh tias revius, so according to one that says you can do it, you can make a bracha, according to others you can't, so you're getting yourself into a suffix bracha. To avoid the suffix, a person ideally should leave over at the end a revius to drink quickly, so he can be chayav bracha achrona according to everyone. Specifically according to the Gra, Hanisker Eli, we mentioned above, the Pasa Kedeya Shnia, he passing like the second opinion, the Ashir Hu Kedeya Achilas Pras, Le'inyat Sirif Gamishtia, the Gra said that you can make a bracha achrona on a drink even if you pause Kedeya Achilas Pras to drink the Revius. Bevadai Nochon Lasos came. So he bets him hold your chayv bracha achrona, but he's worried about the other shitas that say you're not chayv bracha. So specifically, if you're holding like the Gra and you want to satisfy him that you're chayv bracha achrona, even though you drank it over a few minutes, you're getting yourself again in a suffik bracha lefi the other shitos, and therefore specifically according to him, where you're really chayv the bracha achrona, you must leave over some at the end to drink it quickly. That way, you're satisfying everyone. Now the poskim do bring down over here to discuss in note 15, there are some poskim that say that the way to drink coffee and tea is very slowly, and therefore you can make a bracha achrona lemaisa even if you drank it slowly and it was not b'kdei achilas pras even. If you drank it very slowly, there are some poskim that say make a bracha achrona. It also says in note 15 that other poskim say, no, it has to be at least b'kdei achilas pras, within the, 2 minutes or 3 minutes, it has to be at least that, not longer, but that's a discussion in the poskim. But again, according to everyone, you have satisfied it if you leave over a revius that you could drink together at one time quickly, then you avoid all the sveikas we're discussing over here. The Mishabura ends off and says, im ochal pochos meishir, a person ate less than a kazayas, v'holoch lachutz, he went outside, v'chosrim yad, he came back right away, d'bevada yitzaruch levaruch shenis b'tchilo afilu b'pas, that's shinui mokam, it needs new bracha. Even though by bread we say shinui mokam does need a bracha, that's only because bread needs a bracha achrona b'mekomo. But if you only ate a kazayas, you're not even chayav bracha achrona. If you leave less than a kazayas of bread, you ate less than a kazayas, you went outside, you come back in, even by bread, you chayav a new bracha rishona. Yesh la'ayinim chazer v'achol pochos mikashir v'chli achilas pasim mitzarif. So I ate half a kazayas of any food, even bread. I went outside, I came back in, and ate another half a kazayas of bread. So there I for sure need a new bracha rishona, even if it was bread that normally doesn't require a new bracha rishona. Here it does, it's shinui makom, because I didn't have a shir before I left, so I wasn't chayav bracha achrona. So those two half kazayasim, it's yesh la'ayin, if they join together. Do ulai, maybe, kevan shaholach lachutz havi kimo esachadas, maybe since you went outside in the middle, and you came back in, that's like taking your mind off your achila, v'ayim b'magen avrom, the mitzadi, the mitzarif. Look at the magen avrom, that he leans to say that the half kazayas before you left, the half kazayas after you returned, do join together, and it is mechayiv you a bracha achrona. We'll stop here, and we'll finish the rest of the sif amir tashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.